Methods of assessing the likely presence of a terrorist threat in a remote Indigenous community. Wake in the dark to the sound of a log dropping to the ground in a distant timber yard. A train uncoupling in the village. The growl of something old, angry, and tethered. No, it's just your wife's gentle snore. Don't allow the year to scare the substance out of you. A woeful fight between a toddler and a swarm of bees, a predetermined sonata, but screamed. Hide your Christmas funds in the empty World War II artillery shell. When it matters most, have someone bend over your bed to adjust the pillows, lifting and opening. When she says, "Please don't leave me," say, "No, it is you who is leaving me." Choose the avocado and the yellow ballpoint with the testament. This pen was stolen from Finn McCool's Irish Pub, 712 South Road, Manukau City. For your final meal, demand beer and Jaffa custard, plus those twig-thin chocolate spirals at $2.95 a dozen, a fine writing implement, melting between your fingers. When someone says, "A pole without a flag," respond, "A woman in her pajamas kneeling on concrete." Post something to P.O. Box 47, Taniatua. Then wait for the small brown flowers to burst open. Listen to the newspaper reading in the next room, the crack of the page under your writing hand, something metal, unoiled, turning in the wind.